Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Balance Blonde podcast, Soul on Fire. I am over the moon excited to have these two women sitting in front of me. They're sitting on the ground because that's how we roll at my apartment. And they both practically have lived here at certain times in their life. And Christina still does because there's a lot of cat sitting that's going to be taking place over the next couple of months and always, I hope. So today, our episode is about what it's really like to intern for the Balanced Blonde, aka what it's really like to intern for a blogger, aka what it's really like to intern for someone who's really not that organized and has a totally creative brain, especially for someone who's like ultra organized like Christina, and then Danica's like a little more like me. So we have this awesome variety going on because these two, first of all, like, they're my right-hand women. They're the most incredible people, both of them. Like, so talented, so brilliant, so creative. And they also couldn't be more different from each other. So neither of them have really heard from the other what the other thinks of interning for me. So they're really excited about this because I think they both have a lot to say, and I know that they both had pretty different experiences because Danica, for one, became basically just like my full-time photographer, which was amazing because that was her talent, passion. We kind of just gravitated the internship in the direction of what was just happening anyways. Plus, I needed tons of photography. And then Christina, she's totally already laughing at me and rolling her eyes. Christina did a ton of stuff, like a variety of everything, which is kind of Christina in a nutshell because she is a capable, I mean, if she's going to intern for you, she's going to like take over your life, take over your calendar, schedule you for like 5 years in advance. So they just had really different experiences and internships. And I'm so excited to talk to both of them about it and do this interview today. They're both looking at me like, what is she going to keep saying? So before I get too far into talking about both of them, I'll just have both of them briefly introduce themselves and kind of say what they do now, and then we'll hop into everything else.
Hi guys, I'm Christina. You didn't even say our names, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I think I did. Did I just get way too excited?
You introduced us on your Instagram or your Snapchat.
But I thought I said Danica and Christina. Oh, well.
Maybe I'm wrong.
This is Christina Rice.
Christina. Hi. Christina Rice is my name. I'm a fourth year at UCLA. I'm studying psychology and film. I have a blog, addictedtolovely.com. And I have a podcast, actually Adultish Podcast, with Jordan was on. You should listen to that episode if you haven't already. And I like to think I inspired Jordan to start her own podcast.
She did. I didn't know anything about podcasts until Christina started a podcast.
Yeah, they're so great. I'm obsessed. So yeah. And I am just living in LA. Was Jordan's intern for like 7-8 months, but it felt like 500 years.
Yeah.
Like in a good way. yeah, that's me.
Hi guys, I'm Danica Miller, and I'm 25. My social security number is...
Give us all of the juicy details. Oh my gosh. just dropping my computer on their heads.
Anyways, I work at a digital marketing agency in Los Angeles, and I wouldn't have gotten that job if it wasn't for the fact that I interned with Jordan because I met my now boss at one of her book signings. So boom, baby. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm also a photographer. And so basically I owe my entire life to Jordan.
I love it.
So yeah, that's me. I'm living in LA, a few miles away from both of these kitty cats. Yeah. And just doing the thing.
Danica also should have a side job as a comedian because she is one of the funniest people in the whole entire world. She wrote a blog post yesterday that I was like crying laughing at so many different things that you said. Everybody needs to check out both of their blogs. Of course, my interns both have blogs. We couldn't have it any other way. Danica's is eastlandinhale.com. We'll leave that in the show notes because nobody's going to know how to spell that.
No,
and Christina's is addictedtolovely.com, as she said. So they both do tons of awesome stuff. And, something?
I was going to say something. And it's hilarious now just thinking about the difference between Christina's blog and my blog. Like, reflects our personalities entirely. The fact that I haven't touched my blog in a year and like Christina posts every day. Yeah, so
yeah.
So like those, that, you know, the difference between the blogs are the total polar opposite and like reflection of who we are as people.
Yeah. Danica was just telling us that she had 67 drafts that she had written in her blog that just were unfinished thoughts, snippets, which I can totally relate to. Although I obsessively also finish everything that I start, which is not a good hole to go down. And then Christina, for sure, probably just posts like 10 times more than I do, even because she's just so on top of it and doesn't sleep.
I do post a lot recently, but I also have a lot of drafts. I probably have like 40, but the difference is like I'm going to finish them all.
Yeah.
Like they're all.
I don't have that many drafts.
I don't just let them sit.
I'm not even organized enough to put my ideas into a draft. They're like in the notes section on my phone.
Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah.
But I think also like my thing was I became my critic before even posting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like all my drafts are just like, no one's going to read this. No one's going to appreciate this. Or I'm just going to get criticized. Or like I could potentially get fired.
Yeah, totally.
So those are my reasons. I'm sure if like I did that full, if I were to be a blogger full time, I'd be like, all 67 of these drafts are going live today.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Let's get this out there.
That's what happens. Well, that's why I like blogging because I don't feel that pressure to have everything be perfect. I have spelling errors. You guys have seen them. Like, I just like to get it out there, get the content out there. It's writing books and like articles for really big magazines and stuff that I get that pressure about.
Speaking of spelling errors, this is like, it's just a funny story, but not really. Okay, I remember when I first started working for Jordan, like first week, I wanted to just like immediately be her like spell checker. And I would catch a spelling error and be like, I don't know if I should send it to her because I don't want her to think I'm like criticizing her because I'm not. But I just like also just want it to be perfect and like this spelling error. And then I would send her one because I wanted to see how she responded. She'd be like, oh, thank you so much. And I'd be like, okay, actually, there's like a few more.
That is Christina in a nutshell. Like, oh yeah, here's that. Oh wait, I'm just gonna do that myself, actually. And it is helpful. I so appreciate it. I have a handful of people, Mike Andler, who I think you guys have both met from Orange Theory, who also spell checks. Like, he always finds spelling errors of mine, and I would never get offended because I'm like a spelling Nazi, but
yeah.
I just, whenever you don't catch them when you're in the moment.
Yeah, I totally agree. Even last night at like super late at night, I was rereading my post. I was like, there's so many errors and you just don't notice it.
Yeah,
once
you don't.
It. Mm-hmm. And even if I were to see a spelling error in your blog, I wouldn't necessarily like go out of my way to say like, P.S. this is done wrong, only because it's like that's a part of the post, you know, like the
right. It's like you can almost tell how in the moment
right.
I was
totally,
but it depends on the post because some things are like really personal and emotional, and I probably just threw it out there. And other things that you were probably finding were also like sponsored posts things that were supposed to be a little bit more edited and professional.
I mean, like, no matter how many times I read a post, like, I can reread it like 20 times and like there'll still be, you just miss it because you're reading the same words over and over again.
Right.
Also, though, I didn't realize that bloggers like hired spell checkers. Did you know that? Like,
yeah, I think that's weird.
Okay, I got an email from a girl being like, I'm a professional blogging spell checker if you ever need my services. And first of all, I was like, girl, I don't need your services.
Right.
I have perfect spelling. Shut up.
Seriously. You're like, no, thank you.
Do people really pay for this? Like, that's unreal to me because as a reader, I don't give a shit if somebody has a few spelling errors. Like, it's authentic. It's like,
oh, you know, I totally agree. Well, it's weird because
it's a blog, not a novel.
Yeah. No, people have emailed me so many times saying, like, I'm blah, blah, blah's personal spell checker. Yeah. Like all these bloggers that I read their blogs. And I'm like, I don't think these bloggers want you marketing that, you're their personal spell checker, because I wouldn't want someone emailing around being like, I'm the Balance Blonde's personal editor, fact checker, spell checker. Oh, do you want me to work for you? I know. I'd be like, no, please. I think that's weird. But yeah, if you're an aspiring blogger out there listening, you do not need a professional spell checker. Just have your mom read your blog and she can tell you, or have a friend or something.
Or
because
you're an annoying intern.
Yeah, or get, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So speaking of, I think the first question I want to ask both of you is more of like, how did you get involved with me? So for people listening, I think it'll be interesting for them to hear how you both really put yourselves out there to start interning with me. Both times I wasn't actively seeking an intern, and both times it actually worked out, which is kind of like the 1 in 1,000 story, because I do get approached so much by people who want to get involved. And every single time I get approached, it's flattering. And it's like, yeah, I need help. I really need help. I should consider this. But like, it's not always the right situation or the right time. And with you guys, both times, within just hours of knowing you, I was like, yes and yes. So tell the stories, because people out there who might be seeking internships with people that they admire could learn from both of you.
Cool. So I reached out to Jordan in my super senior year of college, because that 5-year program, man, shit happens. I reached out to her because she was one of my best friends, Carlin. They were in sorority together at LMU. And so I had been following Jordan just strictly based out of like, oh, this is my friend's friend. And she's like, kind of famous and writes a lot and is good at what she does. And then when I watched you go through rebranding yourself and coming out to the world that you're not vegan, I just remember thinking like, damn, this girl has big balls. Like, she is unapologetic. She's speaking her mind and she's sticking to it. And I just thought like, she really has got something going on. So all during this time, I was going through a pretty big rough patch personally, and I was using blogging as my source of therapy, and I felt as if that was something that mirrored what Jordan was doing at the time. And I was studying to be a screenwriter at the time, and I needed an internship, but I didn't want to intern for a production company. I didn't want to. It terrified me, the idea of like working and doing something that I thought I was going to end up doing. I felt like I wanted to learn other things before even thinking that I was going to work in television. Anyways, out of a whim, as I was like applying for internships, I was like, I texted Carlin and I was like, do you think Jordan would like need an intern? And she was like, yeah, email her. So I emailed Jordan and I just kind of said like, you're incredible at what you do, and I'm looking for an internship in anything that you need. I just want to be a part of supporting your empire that you've made. And we went and got coffee. It was literally the next day, I think, and we just like fell in love with each other. And I had no idea what I was going into. I just knew that like I liked writing a blog, and I saw someone who was very successful at it and like kind of enchanted this world around her that I wanted to be a part of it. And I had no idea what that was going to bring me. And that's how I got started with you.
Yeah. And it was great. I totally remember the coffee date that we had. I even remember what you were wearing. You were wearing those awesome tribal bell-bottom pants. I was like, this girl is amazing. And we just talked for a long time. You told me you were so open about like personal stuff. And I realized later, like, I don't even think I asked her one thing about like anything that any other employer would ever ask somebody. Right. And I thought, whatever, that's just who I am. And
I remember I by the end of our conversation, I was like, do you like want to look at my resume? And you were like, no, that's fine. Oh, so I like walked back to my car with like 7 copies of my resume. Oh, my
God. That is hysterical. That's so funny. And then you were going to another interview after that for like a production company. And I remember thinking like, God, I should just tell her now that I really want to have her as my intern before she gets there in case she wants that one. But I didn't. And I don't know why I was like, didn't do it right away. But like a couple hours later, I was like, you know, you have the internship if you want it. Really hope you do. And at that time I get like so attached to the idea of things. I'm like, I really hope she wants this internship. I really like her. And she's going to go to this other place. She's going to want that internship. I'm going to be then obsessed with wanting an intern because now I think I'm going to have one. I think I already love her. This sucks. And then you're like, yeah, I totally want it. That's so exciting. And then we started.
It's smart that she knew that you're going to another interview because that probably made her jealous, made her realize how much she wanted it.
Yeah, it did. It made it more real. Like, I got to get on this and tell this girl.
Actually, yeah, I had an interview and I was like, I'm going to be up in LA anyways. Like, do you want to meet up? Like, is that possible? Or something like that happened. So I was already up in LA and that was nuts. From Mission Viejo. So South Orange County. And
the other weird thing was I was going to Orange County that day. Do you remember that? I went to Orange County to finish writing my book.
Yeah, you went to Newport.
Checked myself into a hotel in Newport. Wrote like half of Breaking Vegan, the second half. And I finished my book there. And I told her, like, I'm going to Newport. And you worked in Newport. And then I was like, I'm probably going to run into this girl.
Literally across the street from where you were staying.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I know. So crazy. So the Christina story was about a year later. Tell us your story.
Yeah. So I went through a period where basically my health, like, was in the shits. And I had really bad stomach problems. And then I struggled with exercise addiction, orthorexia. I also turned to blogging as like a form of therapy, like Tanika said. And I found Jordan during that time, her book, and like her book really, it just really helped me and it really kicked me in the ass. Like in terms of recovery, I was like, I just resonated with me so much. And I felt that whole time I felt so alone and I felt like nobody understood like what I was going through or how I was feeling. And I was like, I don't know, like recovery is really tricky because it's like you want to recover, but you also kind of don't. You know what I'm saying? It's like scary. Like, and after I read that, I was like, she fucking gets it and I can get through this. And like, I need to, like, it just like kicked me in the ass. I was like, okay, I'm fucking done being afraid. Like if she can do it, I can do it. And then it just really, like your book really changed my life. Like I don't, I read it. I was going to Spain. And I read it on the plane there and I just like was crying and everybody on the plane was like looking at me and like no one spoke English and I was like, fuck. But yeah, so then I got back to school. So then I started like following her stuff and just became like obsessed with like blogging. I don't even know. And then I found out that you were having a book signing in, was that in Brentwood?
Beaming, on Montana.
And I like wasn't gonna go because it was on a school night and I'm like a grandma and like really intense with school and I like don't go out on weekdays. But then I was like last minute, I was like, I literally have to go. And what was so funny is I was thinking about this as Tanika, as you were talking, I didn't realize this before, but I had felt a school nowadays, it's like you feel this intense pressure to always have an internship and like always be working. And I had just reached a point in my life where like I was like, I don't have to have an internship. Like, because I realized what I wanted to do and I to do like what I want to do in the future, I don't need an internship because I'm going to like be my own health person. Yeah, whatever. And I was like, so I can just chill. And so I wasn't looking for an internship for the first time ever. And then I don't know even how it came up in my brain, but I just decided like, oh, I should Well, I decided I wanted to go to your book signing because I like had to meet you because you like changed my life. And then before that, I had written you like multiple like draft emails asking to be like your intern because I just wanted to be involved with somebody. Like I was like, she changed my life and I want to help her change more people. Like the more hands you have, the more people you can reach is how I felt. Like I was like if I had a platform, this is what I would be doing. And you have this platform and like my energy is better well spent like helping you expand your, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, what's the most efficient way for me to help somebody else? Right. It's by helping Jordan help more people. Does that make sense? And so
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to ambush this girl with like my resume tonight. So I go to Beaming and basically just, I was so excited because I thought it was going to be so insane. And like, I wouldn't get to talk to you. And like, I got to talk to you.
It was very intimate.
Yeah. I got to talk to you and like, I was like, oh my God. And then I like spilled my whole life story and just like, we had so much in common. And then we talked that night and then you like, she like, Jordan hooked me up with her doctor because I was in desperate need of a doctor. And it was just, and then at the end of the night, I was just like, I don't know. I don't even know what I said. I was just like, I don't know if you're looking for an intern, but like, if you want one, I would love to be your intern. Here's my resume. Okay. And then, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, I don't even know. And then she like took it and then I left. And then the next day, I remember in class, I was in class and she texted me and she's like, I just sent you an email, smiley face.
And I was like, oh my God. Sounds like me.
I couldn't wait to get out of class to check my fucking email because I didn't have service. And then I checked my email and then she like was like, I think that I have like an internship opportunity for you here, all the things that you could do. And she like listed out all these things. Like, let me know if you'd be interested in this. And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And so yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
But I always like wanted to like, and we talked about this later. Like you, like I know a lot of people come up to you and like ask you, and I know you get emails. You even got an email from a friend of mine trying to steal my job.
Yes, yes,
yeah. That was super awkward.
That was weird.
I don't like. What about Danica and I? Like, I don't. Well, know. Like, I what? Like, why at that point did you decide? Okay, I need help.
Reading. Oh, Danica just brought up.
Oh my God. Oh,
okay. We have to read those. We have to read those out loud into the microphone. But to answer your question, first of all, I was already like just planning on responding to both of you after re-listening to the email to each story. Uh-huh. I think everybody listening probably is starting to gather why I gravitated toward both of you because you were both so passionate and so invested. And both times I didn't really know like what your duties were going to end up being because as we'll get into in this conversation, it's hard to delegate. It's hard to know. There's a lot of different areas where I've always needed help, but a lot of stuff I have to do on my own. And then it's not like I'm going to always be asking you to like get my car washed and do my dishes. So it's like there are stuff that I always need help with, but like you guys are both so talented that it's, I just wanted you to be doing like what you were so good at. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but both times it was just a thing. I'm such an energy person and you both had this energy about you and this vibe where first things first, I do not want somebody around me who I don't want around me.
Yeah.
So both of you, after talking to each of you for at least like an hour, the first times I met you, I thought, okay, I could have Danica around. She won't bug me. I could have Christina around. She won't bug me because a lot of energy is just off, especially when it comes to a working environment. And you both struck me as people who could be in my space or we could be in the same space and you could be doing your own thing and like helping me at the same time, but not be like needing so much guidance. And I felt like you could both figure it out. Like yeah. You both already were really into, like you were really into writing and photography. You were really into health and wellness and blogging. And like you read so many blogs and like you both have this whole creative energy about you. So both times it was a no-brainer for me. It was more just like, I had to ask myself, how am I going to provide a quality internship for these two people because, I mean, two separate people at separate times because I'm used to doing things on my own. So I have to learn how to delegate and I have to learn how to be a little bit structured so that it's not completely up in the air, although it was. And there was a lot to learn. And so I was nervous too. Like, can I actually delegate to people? But I want to, so I can get to the next level. And like you said, like the more hands that you have with a brand, the more I can get to the next level, reach more people. Yeah. So, and then of course, because like interning for a blogger, it becomes so personal. Like you both became such a huge part of my life. So that's another interesting thing.
I just like from that experience, I just think it's so important to tell people, like, if you want something, just like go for it. Like people ask me, how did you get an internship with Jordan? And I was like, I just fucking asked. Like I put myself out there and I was like, here is my resume. Like Jordan was not like looking, like if you want something, just do it. Like, I didn't think Jordan was looking for an intern. I'm like, well, maybe she is. I can make her, you know.
And right.
Like, if you want something, if you want to get involved with something, some business, like, I feel like as an employer, if somebody came up to me with those kind of balls and was like, okay, that person is obviously really passionate about this. Like, I want that person, even if I wasn't.
Well, that, like, it's dedication. That's the thing, too. I met both of you in person. And what, first of all, like, Carlin, our mutual friend, Danica and our mutual friend, she said just such amazing things about Danica before I even met Danica. So that was helpful because Carlin, who was my little sister in Alpha Phi, she's like, this is my best friend. You'll absolutely love her. She's incredible. So that was helpful. And then Christina, I met in person and she met some of my friends that night. And after we left and you had given me your resume, Alexi, one of my best friends who talked to you, I think even more than I did that night. She was like, I love that girl. You should really hire her. She wants to work for you and she seems really great. And so it's nice,
Alexi.
It's nice to have some reassurance from like other people that you trust, which I had for both of you guys, which is because you both actually took the time to put yourselves on the line and you came to an event. Like, it's nice to see people show some effort. You came to an event, you came to LA, you sent me an email. Like, some people, a lot of times I just get emails and I get it because people who are looking for an internship, they're not going to like show up at my house. Yeah. And I don't have that many events where people can come meet me. But it just so happened it was really opportune that you both had the chance to meet me. And it's true. It's like, if you're going to put yourself out there and ask and tell me that you're going to help me, mm-hmm. How could I really say no? I need a lot of help. And
oh, now you're going to get all these people.
I know. Yeah. The timing was right. The timing was really right for both of you. And that was really awesome. Plus it's been so fun to watch you both grow into your own. I become so like motherly, but not motherly, like sisterly.
I feel like I'm your mother.
Yeah. Like, motherly is Jordan. The wrong word for me. Like the worst, most not me word I've ever used, but like sisterly.
Yeah, but it's like family.
Yeah.
I told Jordan this. I'm like, you're like my family.
It's really true. No, it's really true.
Actually, it's funny. The guy I was talking to as of recently, I remember I was trying to explain to him. I was like, so Jordan's like a really big part of my life and I talk to her more than I talk to you.
Like
I was like trying to explain to him like who Jordan was.
Right.
And he only knew you from your Instagram. And I was just like, she's just like a really big part of my life. Yeah, that's about it.
I know. Like, people in my life know that about you guys too. Like the guy that I was seeing until not that recently, but a little bit. I mean, it was every day. How's Danica? How's Christina? How's Christina? How's Danica? Because it was just, he knew. Like, I mean, he'd be hearing all about you guys anyway, even if he didn't ask.
Yeah. I think that some people thought that, like, I had a boyfriend named Jordan because I just always be like, Jordan. Oh, I had to see Jordan. Oh, that was Jordan. Oh, like,
right.
Like, and everybody's like, you're always talking about, I'm like,
it is like a relationship.
Yeah.
So, do you think, basically, like internships for bloggers mm-hmm. turn into something where you just become like a big part of their personal life? Or do you think that that was just situational?
I think a little bit of both. I think that like to the extent we're close, like it's situational because you're just like the kind of person that is so invested in the people you're close to and you really like want to know about us, you know, like. But I do think any internship with a blogger, like, you're going to become an important part of your life because you're going to be around them all the time. And, like, they're, especially Jordan, like, your blog is your life. Like, so, like, work is your life. So, like, to help you with work, I help you with your life. Like,
yeah, you know, that's
like,
true.
And I probably, you know, like, doing things with you that other internships you wouldn't, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, getting your car washed. I wouldn't have a normal internship, you know, like
right.
I don't know. I just think there's just no way you can be around somebody that much and like not become that invested in them, I guess.
True.
There's a lot of ways I can answer this one, but I think the main thing that I learned, I didn't think I was going to get as emotionally attached or develop such an amazing relationship with someone out of an internship. I never thought that was going to be the case with you. Not saying that you're incredible, right. But those were never my intentions to like build a friendship out of this. It was just more of like, this is an interest. I want to pursue it. But I think one thing, even just like working in digital marketing now and like being involved in this influencer world from more like a business PR side, I have a lot of empathy and sympathy for bloggers, mainly because people don't understand the shit that bloggers do every day and yes. that it isn't structured and you get taken advantage a lot of the times. And there is a lot of shit that goes behind closed doors when it comes to even just like an agreement for a partnership. Yes. And so the fact that I working with Jordan and seeing the backside of people take advantage of you, PR people not even giving a shit, or it's just, it's kind of ugly at times because no one has this soul or this like basic grace towards being like, we're in partnership of things. We're going to behave like adults. It's just kind of nasty at times. So being with Jordan, literally being in the car with her and just like on that receiving end of those emails or like the bullshit of it. Yeah. It's interesting being in my position now where it's like, I get it. You know, like it's not about getting these partnerships. It's about the relationships being built. So like, I don't know if that answered your question at all or if it brought up something new, but I think that's kind of something. Anyways, continue.
That brought up something just like the beginning of that. It was like unrelated to the end, but I think also it was more like I became more emotionally attached than maybe a normal blogger intern, because from the beginning I was more emotionally invested in you because of the reason I wanted to be your intern, because I read your book and I see you as somebody, like as dramatic as this might sound to somebody, like I see you as somebody who like saved my life. Like, and so I came into this feeling like I know you very well. And like, I think you kind of felt like that too. Like I felt like we clicked right off the bat and like you just got me. And like,
right. Yeah. Day one, we're talking about like heavy stuff.
Yeah. We were talking about intense stuff. First coffee day at Alfred. Like,
yeah. Like, oh yeah.
And so from the beginning, I just went into it feeling like I know you so well. I'm really emotional. I care about you so much. Like you are so important to me. Like day one. And like, I wouldn't, if I was interning for another blogger who not everybody has written your book and not everybody has gone through your experiences. So it's like different. I guess it depends on what the blogger is and why you're interning for them. It was so emotional for me, why I was so passionate about helping Jordan. Like, so I came into it just feeling so strongly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually remember strictly the day that you guys met for coffee at Alfred's. Really? Because, oh my God, yeah. Because I don't know what I was doing at the time, but I remember getting snaps from you with Christina.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, she's getting an intern?
Because it was so out of the blue.
She's replacing me?
No, I remember that.
I remember saying like, how was it? Oh my God, I was so anxious to know. And you were just straight up like, she's gone through orthorexia and like giving me her whole story. And I was like, damn, that's perfect.
Right, you know? I know.
Like how much better of that connection could it have been, you know?
I know. That's so funny. I know. Now that you say that, I remember sending out those Snapchats being like, this is my new intern. And so many people, like people that I know from college and other people were like, oh my God, you're so legit. You have an intern. I was like, you must not realize I've had an intern for a long time. Her name was Danica, but it's just so funny, like the rate at which people notice things, and especially when you're like constantly posting. But like, wow, to everything you guys just said, I have so much to say. But for the one thing, what you said about gaining more of a respect for what bloggers go through. And I think you'll both take that with you into like whatever you do next in your jobs. I mean, and you both do blog, but like Christina specifically, you might end up working with brands soon and you'll really take that with you. But I know you've both seen me cry over brand partnerships and getting walked all over. And something I haven't really talked about on the podcast ever because I guess I haven't had like any bloggers on, so it doesn't really come
up.
You're
also like too nice to talk shit, and Danique and I are over here like,
right. No, I know, but that's one thing I will say because it's super frustrating, and I try so hard to create and maintain a personal relationship with the brands that I work with, because I don't see them as brands. I see them as like the people that I'm corresponding with who work for the brands. And luckily, currently, a lot of people that I'm working with, like I'll say like Mind Body Green and Kohl's, they're amazing to work with because the people who I correspond with there, they've become friends and they're so respectful. When I work with ASICS, those people are incredibly respectful. Mia, Amber, those people, I traveled with them. They're amazing. Eddie Bauer's always been amazing. There are people who have always been super respectful. And it's not about like, hey, Jordan, we love your content so much. You're amazing. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for like respect. Like, hey, we get it that it's a holiday. Mm-hmm. Like Athleta has been amazing.
So I'm like how people treated you when you're doing your Punch of Karma. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, when I tried to take a few days off to have a life detox Punch of Karma, and people, that was horrible.
Yeah. No, I mean, from the first week, like working with you, I had such a different perspective, and like, I mean, it definitely forever has changed the way I think about certain brands because I just like have an association because I know the way they talk to you. Or it also pisses me off when people will say, like, I have friends who are other friends who are bloggers, and sometimes they'll be bitching about the way a company is treating them, and they'll say something like, oh, I wish I was like Jordan. She probably never like she's Jordan. They would never talk to her that way. And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, brands can be mean to anyone. Like,
oh, yeah.
And so it pisses me off that people just think that because you have a big following, like, everything's perfect. And it's absolutely not.
They treat, it's so like, frustrating. Yeah, and plus, like we were talking about before we started recording, there are so many companies and people who have the viewpoint that it's all about numbers. And I've been working with brands before or working with publications before who have said, actually, you know what? Never mind. Like, your engagement isn't high enough for the amount of followers that you have and stuff like that. And I'm just like, look, you don't get it at all. Like, first of all, what you just said doesn't even offend me at all, because I 1000% know the people that I'm reaching. I talk to them all day, every day. It's my whole entire life. So I'm not worried about my brand at all. Like, I'm super pleased with where it is. So with that kind of stuff, it's like, we're laughing because all three of us are like picking up Hudson like, while he's picking like apart Hudson's the audio stepmom. Interface. Seriously. I know, she actually disciplines him. But it's just, well, I think you guys have gained such an understanding, although you're both like really common sense and really like down to earth people. So you probably would have grasped this anyway, but you can't, I mean, even I've learned from the brands who are mean to me, like I've learned from them to be so nice to everybody via email. I don't even like corresponding via email because it's so impersonal. And I also don't like talking to brands on the phone that much because it's so time consuming. So it's one of those things, but I don't, it's so interesting. But with all of this, I feel like the appropriate next thing to bring up would be like, so I can remember both of your first days with me so clearly. They were both really hectic, like abnormally hectic. So Danica's first day, I was shooting, I don't know if you remember this, shooting like 12 different recipes with Tynan for my book.
Yeah.
And you came in and I was just like, there are hundreds of dishes to do and there are hundreds of recipes. Like, do you remember that? And it was really hectic.
I remember I had to go shopping for all of
the groceries.
I go grocery shopping. And so at this point in my life, I was having terrible stomach issues because I ate awfully. Like, I had no idea what like a collard green was. And
then you became addicted to green juice.
Yeah. And now that's all I eat is green things.
Yeah.
But what was hilarious was I was like running around LA, like this place doesn't have this, so I gotta go here and I gotta go there. And I just remember standing in the middle of Trader Joe's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I know. I remember you being like, do they have chia seeds at Trader Joe's? I'm like, I think so.
I literally was like, she's gonna kill me. I don't know if I'm getting what I need to get.
Oh my God.
We showed up. We were just making the most absurd, delicious recipes. And then Tynan came over and I was just like, hi, I'm Jordan's new intern. Like,
yes. But like, and he still is so like, obsessed. Danica, Danica. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm just going to call her D.
Yeah, that works.
The big D.
Yeah, the D. But I just remember watching Tynan take those photos, like taking the still life photos. And I was like, just absorbing everything.
You're like, that's what I want to do.
I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I had never taken still life photos before. So watching the whole process of you guys like set up and style and like, you were the one that styled all of the imagery. And then you were like, sorry, Ty, no, this isn't your thing. But like he did it.
Right.
And I was just blown away. It was so much fun.
Yeah. And then you stayed because I had to go somewhere. Yeah. And you stayed and like did all the dishes and stuff. Yeah. That it was a hectic day. It was stressful. I remember telling you this is like extra stressful. And then your first day, Christina's first day, I remember so vividly too, because there was a lot of things going on. I was shooting with Chelsea, like 12 different brands or something like that. And it was hectic.
Was that the first day?
Or I thought so.
Gratitude.
Oh, I thought the Chelsea one was the first day. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first day. And then after, and then the next time we went to
Cafe Gratitude. Yeah, yeah. And then Christina apologized to me later in the day because she thought we didn't get enough work done. I was like, don't worry. I would have.
Yes. Very like, I like come in and I'm like, okay, we need to do 50 things, like to-do list. Like, let's check this off. And Jordan's room. It's just like going with the,
let's go to Cafe Gratitude.
Yeah, no. And I remember like, yeah, you were shooting with Chelsea and I like wanted you, I like, I had to pick up flowers, I think. And I was like, oh my God, I hope I picked the right ones. And then I like got you guys some kombuchas. I was like, I want to like these. I'm gonna get this.
Yeah.
And then I came and it was just so fun. And I remember watching you like model, and I was like, this is so cool because you're just so relaxed and like you need to take pictures and it's like you don't need to put on makeup or do your hair. Like it's not this big thing. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna go outside and take pictures and it's no big deal. I was like, this is so cool. Yeah. Like I was just. I was really into it. And it was just like I just remember coming home that day and just feeling like, wow, this is the best internship ever. And also, I just, when you were saying that about like kale and stuff, I'm just like, that's like actually the opposite of what our relationship was like.
Right.
I remember like feeling like, I think I might know more about like health than Jordan. Like,
yeah, you do your research like crazy. You'd be like, oh, but actually,
yeah,
like you taught me what you taught me. I mean, a lot of things, especially about supplements and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well,
Christina's really knows everything there is to know about health, which is why your health coach path is going to be really good.
I actually remember strictly when we started going and getting juices and smoothies or whatever. I was just like, what does that do? What does that do? Like every supplement that you had in the kitchen, I was like, what does this do? And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh my God,
and yeah, you like enlightened me entirely and I'm no longer sick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never sick anymore.
I know. And you look amazing. And I mean, you've transformed. Danica's also training for the LA Marathon this year.
Woo!
Which is so freaking awesome. We were supposed to do it together. And then I just don't think I'm going to be able to do it, which is unfortunate. But
I have more to say about that.
Yeah.
Last year, around this time, several months before around this time, Jordan called me as I was at work and was like, Danica, I'm going to run the LA Marathon. Do it with me. Or like you texted me that. I was like, are you fucking insane? Like, no, I'm not going to run the LA Marathon with you. Because we were both doing halves at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, maybe I can. And as you were like doing the Nutribullet team, I wanted to be a part of it too. But I wasn't living in LA. So it was just too much of a commitment. But for the longest time, even just your process of training for the LA Marathon, I was like, I kind of want to do that too, mainly because I know, one, how fucking psycho Jordan is for like managing her life and everything she does every day and says like, oh, I'm going to do the LA Marathon. That was literally one of the main motivations was if Jordan can like function and do all of her things with all of her partnerships and her book and all this stuff and or like the end of the book and run at the same time. Like, I can do that too. And I don't do anything.
You do a lot.
So now here I am, you know?
Yeah.
It was like a year and a half of like thinking about it, and now I'm doing it. And I would have never thought that I could do a marathon if it wasn't for the fact that you actually finished it last year. 100%.
That's so amazing to hear. Well, you're gonna crush it, and I cannot wait to be there with so many signs and screaming my head off for
as
the whole entire day.
As you carry me to my closest beer, then I'm happy.
Yeah, that will absolutely happen. We'll go somewhere directly by the finish line for sure. So since you mentioned that, well, you mentioned, and I bet you felt this way too, you didn't know what you'd be getting into when you started this internship. What was the most surprising thing about it, or what did it turn out to be that was different than what you thought?
I think I just, like, didn't realize everything that goes into a blog. Like, I just had such a different perspective on blogging and bloggers and all the behind the scenes, and, like, learned so much about, like, other people, I guess, and like going to events. It's so interesting. It's like high school, and it's like very easy to like on the other side, like people who I had previously really liked in the blogging world, I learned like that I didn't like so much anymore. Like, and it was also, it's also funny because it's like Jordan is the kind of person who will never talk badly about anyone. It's just kind of frustrating because I like,
I do
love to sometimes shit talk, but you're just like, even if you say you like are nice about it, I
you
guess
make it positive.
Yeah, you're a positive person. Like, I'm not always
I'm a positive shit talker.
Like, I don't know, I just learned so much behind the scenes, and it's like people, and just like what Didiko was saying, I had so much more compassion for bloggers. And like, I try to explain to people, like, you don't understand how hard these people work, like 24/7. Like, yeah. And I also didn't expect to get as close with you as we did. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
I also didn't it was expect just the to, unknown. Like, meet Nick Jonas. So that was.
Neither did I. That was so cool.
I was so jealous.
I know. That was epic. Nick Jonas selfies.
Yeah. Yeah, I was jealous for that one because I had a hot thing for Nick J at the time. So I was
he's so cute.
No. Now I'm all hot.
Nicholas.
I think one of the things that I didn't expect was even just going into the internship, I came from a world of competitiveness and like being an athlete and being a college athlete specifically. The women as athletes don't uplift each other. We beat each other up all the time. And it's also for men too, but I'd never really enjoyed being a student athlete, mainly because I didn't feel as if I was achieving anything. I was always getting beat up, or I never felt good enough. I never felt like I was strong enough or fast enough or good at what I did, but I was very good at what I did. And I missed that entirely. It like was totally over my head. So when I was heartbroken and just like defeated with life at that time is when I met Jordan. And just being in her world, I'd never met someone who was so uplifting and like genuinely wanted you to succeed without anything from her. She didn't care. She didn't, or I'm sorry, she did care. She cares very much, but there's nothing that she wants out of you. Like, there is nothing about her, and there's not a bad bone in her body. And I was shocked. That was the first time I had ever met someone who was encouraging and empowering. And, for the first time in my life, I was confident. And so and I think a lot of people confuse Jordan's confidence with something else. But until you know Jordan to her core, you recognize the confidence that she is brings the confidence in you. And that's what life is all about, is being around people who uplift you in certain ways. So what I got out of this internship was far than just college credit or even understanding what it's like to be a blogger or be a storyteller. It was sincerely recognizing this is what it means to be a fulfilled human. Mm-hmm. And like, I am forever grateful for that, because my life is completely different. And I'm obsessed with my life now. Yeah.
That's so cool. That's so cool to hear.
No, and I totally agree with that. Like, I have the same thing. Like, I always felt like I wasn't good enough. Like, I just always felt like I wasn't good enough. And, like, other internships, I just always, you know, like, they give you these, like, ridiculous tasks. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I can do more than this. Like, I could have more responsibility than this and be fine. But, like, it plays these mind games with you. And even, like, I don't know, stuff with my family. I don't know. I just have always felt like no matter how hard I try, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. Like, no one thinks I'm good enough. And like Jordan, like let me take the reins on things. And she trusted me with things. And like, I valued that a lot. And like that made like things that I thought in my head, I can do this. But at the same time, I was like, no, I can't. Cause who would actually like, let me do that? Like Jordan, like gave me the confidence that I could, if that makes sense. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, other jobs you wouldn't get to. I feel like I could actually do shit, you know,
yeah.
Like, I could actually do shit. And like, actually, I felt like I was actually helping you.
Yeah, you were. Oh, you do still. I mean, because no, you guys are both, I just trust you both so much. And it's because, well, you gained my trust, but very quickly because, well, you both wound up doing what you loved to do within like the Balanced Blonde sphere of like, you did so much photography and a lot of other stuff. And you were like editing YouTube videos and doing the whole, it completely like any YouTube video of mine was because of Christina. I mean, for ever since I've known her and so many other things. I mean, I couldn't even begin to list them all out because of what you guys have both accomplished. But I mean, it's so true. And I couldn't even think anything other than like how capable you both are. And my ultimate dream, although I want you guys to do your own stuff too, is to have both of you with me full time. Like I want a real life office with employees where I could give you guys like the salaries that you deserve and way more than that, way more than that. So that's my ultimate dream is to have both of you like one, just 1000% into this and also have the freedom to do your own stuff because I don't actually believe in working for somebody else's dream full time. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're both really, really, really helpful. And like, you probably would do that. But you both have dreams too that should totally be accomplished.
Yeah. But also both. I mean, like, I also remember thinking like when I first started working for you, I felt like so I was like more enthused. I had like a binder of fucking ideas about how to expand the TBB brand. And like
you did after our first meeting, you're like, wait, I didn't even get to tell you any of my ideas. Yeah. I'm like, we'll talk about them next time.
To this day, I brought that's a journal I brought to the yoga thing this weekend. And I haven't used that journal since. And like the first like 10 pages are like ideas for the Balanced Blonde. And I was just cracking up like, oh my God. I was like trying to take over and like tell you exactly what to do. And like, I remember just thinking like, she's going to think I'm like so psycho because I want to start like 20 projects right now. Like,
well, I'm the same way, which is like,
it's kind of, yeah.
We probably tried to embark on too much at once, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no,
but some things still like, stick.
I think that was what was important. It was like, I felt like I was, I mean, I still am like, will always be so invested in TBB. You know, like, no matter whether or not I have my own brand, like, it's still like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. You can remain invested in something that you love and also still have all your own stuff going on.
I remember even the first time I met you, Christina, I was obviously very nervous, but that's just because it was more of like, this is a territory that was mine, you know?
Wait, when did you guys first meet? I'm curious.
We met a little, maybe like coming up on a year ago. And like, I was going through my, this past internship that I had, and I came over after some meeting. And I just remember being like, that was a very transformative time for TBB because you were working with Chelsea and then you had Christina and there was something else going on. And I was like, what the fuck is happening to the Balanced Blonde? Like I leave and everything's changing. Like I want to be a part of that process too. So I was very like territorial of it. But even when I just watched you guys in the zone on this couch, I was just like, damn, like things are happening. Things are happening fast. And Christina was the best thing that ever happened to Jordan because Jordan and I, if we were on that couch, we would be doing the same thing together. Whereas like you did very like managerial admin stuff to like keep her on her ass. And like that was the complete opposite of what we did. So it was so cool, like, seeing you in that sphere.
The only thing I had ever really heard about Danica's time interning was, I remember one time, what is Hudson doing?
Hudson's crushing water bottles is what it sounds like. Yeah. He's, oh my God, he got down his treats.
Hey, you little booger.
Squeaky.
The only thing that Jordan...
Sorry, Squeak.
That was actually really cute.
I know. He's like, what? I wanted those. Yeah, you can just put him up there. He'll probably get him down again.
The only
Come here, honey.
Thing I had heard was, like, one time Jordan, we were in the car, and Jordan was like, you know, what's different about you and Danica is that me and Danica would be like, oh yeah, we should do that. We should get that done. And then we both look at each other like, who's going to do it? Because neither of us wanted to do it. But with you and I, we say, oh, we need to get this done. And then Christina, you go, okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Now.
Yeah, I'll do it yesterday.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And I just remember when you told me that, I was like cracking up. I'm like, oh my God.
That is true.
I don't know how you guys got anything done.
I know. We would get the same stuff done, which is why, like, I swear, goals to have both of you with me all the time, because it would be exponentially amazing, like the things that we could accomplish. And I think it will happen. I really do. You guys couldn't be more different from each other. And that's why I was so excited to have you both on right now, because you have such different perspectives and you have such different paths. Like, you're in digital marketing, who knows what you'll continue to do, and you are going down the path of, like, more similar to me, wellness, blogging, health coaching, all that stuff. And you guys are just different, but in the best ways. But I don't know. I can't imagine anyone else like either of you. So of course you're different.
Okay, but like, I don't even know, like, mainly, did you like mostly do photography, or did she do other stuff?
So even just like rereading that email about all the things that I didn't do, like I was going to manage your like reward style. I started doing your Pinterest at one point, but we never really like dove into that. I think it got to a point where it was like, those are things that you want to control. And like, I was totally cool with it. You know, like, I just wanted to do whatever you wanted me to do. And then also, like, a lot of the things I was very hands-on with, like, it wasn't necessarily like if you were to go to events or something, I was with you 100% and I would do whatever the fuck you needed me to do.
It was like a literal right-hand woman. Yeah. It's like, there's no other way to describe it.
Like going to your third arm.
Yeah.
In ways. But you didn't sit everything. Down and like do your Google calendar like you did.
Right,
you
know, right. Like, but like going to Create and Cultivate in Chicago, like, Danica was there. She did, she was everything behind the scenes. She was like, because like as a blogger, but also just as like a professional person, it's not nearly as fulfilling to do things alone, especially big accomplishments like speaking at Create and Cultivate, speaking at Girl Talk, which you've both been to with me. It's just... It's less fulfilling to do things alone. Like, you need somebody there with you. And I even had this thought when, what was it? Some opportunity that's coming up. Oh, teaching yoga to Chelsea Handler on Friday morning in Santa Barbara. Kelly Levesque set this up. I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's a way that I could get Christina or Danica to come with me, because there's just things that you don't want to do alone. Yeah, and it's in Santa Barbara. So we should discuss. Yeah, but, and it's just things like that. And it's not just like the most exciting things, but also, I mean, if I have to go downtown for events that we've gone to, it sounds silly to say it's way more fun to have somebody with you, but like, you need help and you can't do so. I mean, when I was explaining the New Year's Eve event to my mom and telling her like how all these people started showing up, all of a sudden there are like 40 people there. I'm checking everybody in. I'm playing the music from my phone, but I'm trying to check people in from my phone, open the studio, turn on the lights, setting everything up, greeting everybody, blah, blah. My mom's like, you needed help. Yeah. And I'm like, Danica and Christina and Jonathan were there, like three of just the most like dedicated, loyal, amazing people that I know. So I had a great time because you guys helped me. You just hop in.
I mean, I just remember thinking when I was working for you, like, I'm just like, I don't know how you've been doing stuff without like help. Like, I know a lot of other bloggers like have a staff and you don't have anybody. And I just remember, and like, I felt like, I don't know. I just feel like I was always like on calls, like always ready to go, always working, like there's always something to be done. And I'm just like, how the hell has she been doing this? Like, how did she do it by herself? Like, I just couldn't wrap my head
it's
around.
Weird.
And
I would like to have a team, but like, it's very hard because, like I said, like the energy thing, the vibe thing, you have to be so careful with who you let in and trust. And also just, I've gotten into so many like business relationships with people where all of a sudden it's like, I don't want you involved anymore. Yeah. I really don't. So I'm not going to talk to you anymore kind of thing. And it, like, it's never been like that with you guys and it never would be, but I'm hesitant to like work with new people because of that sometimes. And also I love the freedom of having, well, you know, this a lax schedule. And so it's like, for me, sometimes it's like, all right, even if it's going to be so much more work to do this all by myself, like, yeah, that's my only option.
Speaking of like that, just like the trust thing, like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like, I mean, you need to be careful about who you like let in. Like, people reach out to me and like act like they want to like get to know me. And then I quickly realize they're just trying to get to you. And I'm like, bye. Like, and it pisses me off. I don't know if that happens to you, but it's just like, I'm just like, you're not... I don't know. People will be like, oh, I love your blog. Let's meet up. Oh, can you bring Jordan? And I'm like, no, I'm not just going to fucking bring Jordan. If you want to meet Jordan and you can go like message her. Like, you know, it's like people are so like,
yeah,
it's what are kind your, of your intent? Like, I'm wary of you.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience. Although a lot of my like clientele base with bloggers as a photographer have come like through Jordan or they know Jordan. And so even like a blogger from Nova Scotia, she was in town and she wanted to shoot with me. And I'm like, of all things, I'm more honored. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing that like Jordan is reaching audiences so far and so willing to like want to shoot with me. And that's kind of cool, you know? So I've never had that like that experience, but also I'm not a blogger like you are. So
yeah, I think it has to do with just the different things. Cause like, I know photographers that I've worked with, Danica, Tynan, Ashley, etc., have all gotten great opportunities because the blog does reach people. People see the photos and they love them. And then more with your field with like, which is so similar to what I do. So like people find both things, that, yeah, it can be hard to, because when you blog, you just put so much out there that people can take advantage. Like, it can be sneaky, which is why it's good that you have a good radar for it, because it can be really sneaky. I mean, I try to be so available, as you know, to my readers. Sometimes I make myself so available that it feels as if like people are then upset with me when I don't get back to like the second or third email. And then I have to think like, God, I shouldn't have spent so much time on my first response, because now they don't understand that I have like so many other things I should have done instead of responded. But I want to respond because I'm so grateful for those people. And I do understand as a blogger, like sometimes audiences don't last forever. And like, I want to keep people engaged and interact, and I care about them, but you never know. It's like, it just depends on the person. And that's why, I mean, the fact that you were like, you read my book and you read my blog and everything, but I could tell from meeting you that you were like a genuine, not just a fan, but like you cared on such a deeper level. But I've talked with other bloggers about this, about like people like Lauren, who will put out there like, I need an intern, and get like thousands of like, I'm dying to intern for you. Sometimes people, they just want to like get in and learn about your life and then be like, hey, would you post about like my mom's sister's product? Because like they really need.
Yeah.
That's something I get all day, every day.
That's the other thing, is like, I was so honestly cautious because I was like, I really don't want her to think that like, oh my God,
Hudson.
Yeah.
Honey thinks he's a DJ.
I was just like, I don't want her to think that I'm just like trying to use her. Like, I was so.
But it's so obvious that you weren't.
Like, but it's just like, because that's something that pisses me off so much. Like, because I see it happen so often. And like, and then also the response I get now, like, people say things to me like, well, why can't you just have Jordan help you? And I'm like, because like, there are things like that I need help with, and I purposely don't ask Jordan because I don't want her to think that I'm like, using her. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, but I would never feel that way.
I knew, and I probably like kick myself, like I probably like shoot myself in the foot because of that, because there are things I need help with, but I don't want to ask because I just don't want it to ever be confused.
No, I get it. I get it. Cause
and,
even,
yeah. And it pisses me off. Like when I like meet up with other small bloggers and I'm just like, well, you have it so easy cause you work for Jordan. I'm like, that doesn't, if anything, I think that makes it harder for me because people think that.
Right.
And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, it's not like that at all. Like, and they're like, I don't know. I just, people, I don't even know. Like, why can't you just sneak your name in more? Because I don't give a shit if my name gets snuck in. Like, that's right. That's not why I'm
working. Well, that's such an inauthentic mindset when people have that kind of mindset. It's like people say that to me too. Like when I did like the Gwyneth Paltrow video and people are like, oh God, I hope you said the name of your brand in the first 5 seconds of the video. I'm like, it wasn't about that. Yeah. And I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I just am honored to sit there silently if that's what it's going to be. And it wasn't, but like, my God, I'm so cautious of people thinking that I'm taking advantage of them too. So I totally get it. And even when I started my podcast and I had 10 trillion questions, I didn't want to ask them all to you either, because it's like, it's not just about like my blog has a big readership, so you don't want me to feel used. It's like, you never want anybody to feel used for any reason.
Especially when you care so much. Like, I always talk about, like, it's not just Jordan's my boss. It's like a friend. You know, I don't know.
It's a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this will be super interesting to hear from the both of you because as we've now totally established different experiences. So if there was something like what is the most annoying thing about interning for a blogger or interning for me?
You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Jordan is just so unscheduled and I'm such a schedule freak. Like, I'll be like, okay, what time, what day, how long, like what's going on? And Jordan's like, I don't really know. Or Jordan be like, okay, like 10 a.m. Wednesday. And then it's 9 a.m. Wednesday. She's like, actually 10:30. And then 10 a.m. actually 11:30. And then I'm just like, oh my God, because I'm just like a schedule freak. But
Christina would be like, hey, is there any way that I could have like a little more structure? Cause I just really thrive off of that. And like, I just need to know. And I'd be like, sure, but I'm not actually sure.
I think that was good for both of us though, because it did teach me, I'm sure you're shocked to hear this, but it taught me to be a little more okay with going with the flow. I tried to not make a big deal of it. I tried to be like, okay, I'm just gonna act cool. Like, it's fine. But it did teach me, like, more so to be, like, okay with not knowing exactly.
And you taught me to be more structured because it was helpful when we had our structure for the wellness tour and for YouTube videos. And I like structure. I just don't like it to be the same every week. I like structure week by week, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is why it would be so easy for me to say like, okay, now that it's Monday, I know that tomorrow, like this is when I'm free. Mm-hmm. But I really despise doing that weeks in advance because I never know what I'm going to feel like.
But the other thing is, it's also not just like that Jordan doesn't like structure. It's like her job, like she doesn't have control over most of it. Like it'll be like the brand will like move something, the photographer will move something, an event will come up. Like it's not like she's just sitting here being like, I don't want to plan. Like,
Everything changes. Like,
it changed on her, like, so then both of us
get
on. It's not like, you know, it's out of a lot, like 99% of the time out of
it's true. I took count the week of like the week leading up to Christmas and the week before that. I took count of all of the things that changed, mm-hmm. both work and personal, mm-hmm. because it's such a crazy time for people. And every set plan that I had for 2 weeks was canceled or rescheduled, not by me.
Yeah.
And I didn't care because I love when things get rescheduled and canceled because it just means that I have free time ahead of me. But I was thinking, this is getting weird. Yeah. Like, I can almost predict it now because it's happened so many times in a row. And everything, work, friends, family, I was like, what is going on? Does nobody want to see me? But obviously, there was plenty of things still going on, but I had some extra free time. But it's true. Things just get really changed in the last seconds.
I loved when I would text you and be like, dude, traffic is just the worst. Right now, I'm going to be like 30 minutes late. And you're like, great. Like, I'm writing. Or like, you would text me as I was on my way. and be like, I'm in this blog post. I'm going to need like 30 minutes more, 45 minutes more. And I'm just like, perfect, yeah, because I'm currently sitting in hell right now. So
right, that always worked out.
Because, well, I'm sure it's frustrating because you're right down the street from her. But when I was interning for her, I was coming from South Orange County. So it was 2 hours of driving, and any opportunity that I could miss those hours, like in order to like miss traffic,
yeah,
was an opportunity for the both of us, because that means I wouldn't be showing up exhausted.
Right. That's why I say we were always on the same page.
Yeah.
And
we were just always on the same
page. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would just go to the flow to your beat, and it was just like, this is the way it's going to be, man.
I know what was probably annoying to you. What? You would get car sick in my car every time we went anywhere.
So Jordan Younger is a very, very talented person, but when it comes to driving a vehicle,
I was just going to say this.
She needs to get her license taken away. Because at this point, I might as well just like walk around with my hydration belt of like Sprite, because I would be so ill every time we would drive around somewhere.
So ill. Danica would be like green in the face when we would get somewhere and be like, I need a few minutes.
And even still, like, my anxiety is just based out of my stomach. So any opportunity of like being nauseous is like, I'm going to be anxious for a little bit. And I swear to God, every time we would get into a photo shoot, I was so anxious, mainly because I felt like I was going to throw up.
Totally.
We would be going to like Will Rogers or like wherever. And it's just like, okay, here's 15 minutes of windy road. Don't yak.
Yes, totally. I know. I get that a lot. Well, people tell me that. Well, I don't. People think, okay, this is the thing. People who are in my passenger seat think that I'm not watching the road, but I am.
You're not.
But I would have gotten in so many more car accidents. I know.
Sometimes you'll make car moves and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is she doing? I'm going to die. Like, Jordan will pull out. It'll be, oh my God, we're in the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard and we're coming off of a side road and it's like traffic hour. She just pulls out into the middle and blocks the entire thing. And
you have to do that on Santa Monica Boulevard.
You don't have the right of way. You don't have the right of way off a random side street with the stop sign and everybody's honking. People are flipping you off and you're in the middle of a story and you're just telling the story. I'm like, does she realize that we're about to get T-boned right now so hard? And then finally the road cleared up because it had to clear up because there's no way anyone could move in all of Los Angeles unless somebody let Jordan through. So then we get through and she just continues. And I was like, I don't think she even noticed that happened.
That is so funny. I really do get that all the time. But I think people underestimate it, or else I would have gotten in so many more car accidents in my life.
I think you're lucky.
Maybe I am lucky. I think you just have to be aggressive when you drive in Los Angeles. And I'm particularly aggressive. And
you also like think that you have the right of way and you definitely don't.
That's probably true.
Like so.
And I also honk at people a lot.
Yeah.
I love honking.
You'll like do things and you're like, I can't believe like I did that. And I'll be like, Jordan.
I know. I'm always saying, oh my God, that person's so mean. They just like flipped me off and screamed at me out their window. That's really, really funny.
I remember you drove over the curb and you're like, was that curb there? And I was like,
oh my God. That is so funny. Well, moral of the story, I get really involved in what I'm saying, especially to these two. Car time is such a good talk time. I love story time in the car. Mm-hmm. That's why I hate driving places alone. And I don't, because I always call someone if I'm alone. But I love, that's so funny to hear all of that. So this is a question that I've asked like everybody who's been on the podcast, who's a part of my brand, like Sarah, my agent, and I've asked a few other people this, I think. So where do you see the brand, The Balance Blonde, going in the future? Like the near future and the distant future.
Part of me is hesitant to say this. I don't want to give any competitors any ideas.
Oh, but yeah. Well, you can keep it loose.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Oh my God, look at Huddy.
Okay, Huddy's so perfect.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
I mean, your life is changing by the minute and the brand is going to as well. And I just see it just kind of growing in every direction. I think right now you have your toe in a bunch of different things. Like, I mean, you like relatively recently started the podcast and like still, you still have YouTube and like your blog, obviously, and you're going to write. I mean, I see you writing multiple more books, obviously. Like, we've talked about this, and I know you have some really good ideas. So you just haven't even had the time to invest. Jordan's the kind of person who has like 5 million great ideas at 1 second and wants to do all of them, but she also is the busiest person in America and just doesn't have she's one human, like, doesn't have the time to do everything.
That's why I need both of you.
Yeah. And so I mean, you're going to write more books. Blog's going to continue and just get better as usual. I think podcast is going to keep growing and exploding. I think YouTube's going to get big. I think that you're going to open up a yoga studio. And I think that yoga is going to become just, it's already a huge part of TBB, but I just think even more so. And I see coming off that more products and just, I don't want to like say things that give people ideas. Maybe events. I'll leave it at that.
Oh yeah.
I'll leave it at that. That's
I'll have to hear more about your ideas. You're such a visionary. I love it. More events for sure.
I think short-term TBB would probably be, or like my hopes would be that you write that next book and like that's your next main goal, mm-hmm. because you do have your feet in so many different things and the brand is so good at all of those things at the time that it needs to be. But I think like the most time, obviously, after becoming like a full-time yoga instructor, once you're done with your... Are you done with your hours?
Almost.
Okay. So like
February.
Oh, damn. Well, we're going to have to celebrate.
Yes. I cannot wait.
What was I going to say? Oh, but I just think like, in essence, like beyond all of this, I think blogging is going to be around for a long time. As long as we have bloggers who are sincere about what they're doing. And we discussed this before about like truly, truly actually caring about blogging and being a storyteller. And I think the more books that you have under your belt, the more that people will identify you as a writer mm-hmm. and as like a visionary and as a public figure instead of just like a marketing opportunity.
Yes.
And I see the Balance Blonde going in that direction where you do just have a library of books and you have your personal like excellence, which is TBB. And you're just going to have like your own yoga studio. I think that's what's going to happen.
I love that.
Yeah. And just like elaborating on that, we talked about this before that there are a lot of bloggers right now who aren't real bloggers. Sorry, I have such an axe to grind. It just like makes me mad, especially being around you and like seeing you write. Like Jordan writes novels. Yeah. Like she actually writes and her blog posts like say actual things that like you want to read. Like, you know, and like there's longevity in that. And there's not longevity in these people who are just popping up buying 5 million followers.
Totally.
And not saying anything worthwhile and are pretty for 3 years and then they get old and you know, whatever. But
totally.
Sorry, I don't want to be too blunt, but
no, it's good. You know, it's helpful for people to hear the difference too.
I think people do need to realize that and like.
And you have a really good radar for that because events that you've come to with me and we'll see there's like a lot of people there who blog and will leave and you always have such a good radar by being like, why was that person there? I feel like she's not on the same level as like all these other people. I'm like, well, you're completely right because she's not. And it's not about numbers. It's about authenticity and talent and people like who go to those events and they're just trying to network and like
you can tell
slip it in and use, girl, we got to get together. Like, you know, you love my product and all day, every day. That's what I hear. And it's like, God, it's so refreshing when there's people who aren't like that, who really love to blog and they love their content. And what you said about the brand moving in the direction of not being a marketing opportunity, that really like, that as we're like, as we're sitting here having this conversation and talking about rehashing some of like the bad experiences with brands, I just really look forward to like moving forward and just really keeping it very tight with brands that I work with. And I feel very lucky and hopeful that I'm coming to a place where I can really keep being picky and do a lot of the interactions myself with the brands, because that's when there's no back and forth about like, well, she was supposed to do this and she didn't say that and we don't like her photo. And that doesn't happen when I have like a relationship with the brand and they know what to expect and they tell me straight up what they want.
Brands are so annoying. We would like send in perfect photos or videos and they'd be like, I don't like
this. Yeah.
And
it'd be
like,
horrible.
Are you kidding?
All day. But you know, I have to say that hasn't happened much lately. And I swear it's because I have this different attitude about the way that I work with brands. And I've been saying no to so many brands because I'm just getting really picky. And
yeah.
It's hard because, I mean, brands pay a lot of money, mm-hmm. like so much, especially big brands. And it's so enticing. It's very hard to say no, especially for somebody like me who would really just be happy teaching yoga mm-hmm. for $20 a class for the rest of my life, which is not sustainable at all for the lifestyle that I like to live and yeah. want to continue to build. So it's this dance between the two. And I actually truly think that working with brands is like such a gift if you can work with brands that you love. Like some people, I know there are some readers who read blogs who feel like every single brand promotion is like you're selling out and they don't have respect for any brand promotion. But I feel like it's actually like such a blessing that brands like ASICS and Athleta and Kohl's through Mind Body Green and all this other stuff want to work with me because like I wear that stuff yeah. and like they're paying me to take pictures in their clothes. That's yeah. awesome. Way different than like promoting like a cooking show on HGTV.
Yeah.
Tune in to get this giveaway 8 p.m. Like all yeah. this shit that if I post all that, I will get like 500 unfollows in a minute and it's inauthentic. And I used to do it sometimes because, well, you know, you both have photographed it with me. I mean, sometimes you just can't say no, but I hope to continue growing in the direction of being picky. It makes me happier, not just because of the authenticity factor, but because I don't want to spend my valuable time promoting a brand that I'm not excited about, who's like not even grateful.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I get so worked up over the like inauthenticity I see on Instagram and blogs and stuff, but I forget that. I learned so much of that from working with you because like I feel like now I can tell when somebody is lying.
Yeah.
When somebody's not. And I forget that like I probably wouldn't be able to tell before. Like, had I not worked with you and seen the other side and, like, just, like, understood more how everything works, like, now I can easily spot when an Instagrammer is, like, okay, she just wanted the money. Like,
yeah, it's hard to watch. I've seen even, like, other bloggers who I really like, and I think most of the time they do a good job of not doing stuff like that. Like, I know specifically because I did this partnership last year and I'm not doing it again for like obvious reasons. I won't mention the brand, but obvious reasons to me, which were that like we didn't really click, me and the brand. I see that they're doing the same campaign again this year with other bloggers. And some people who accepted the campaign and they're doing it are people who like are not good fits, like just like I wasn't. Like they don't actually do this workout and they're like, oh, I'm putting aside my workout that's like my passion in my life to do this one for 30 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you aren't.
Exactly
you are lying. Yes.
I know exactly what mm-hmm. campaign you're talking about. And I'm like, and I think about that, I'm like people who haven't like worked in seen this side wouldn't notice that. And I notice it and it makes me mad.
Right.
That's why I'm just like on a rampage.
Yeah.
To tell everybody.
I knew other people wouldn't notice because it sounds really, it's like, oh God, she must really care about this. She's
yeah.
putting away her whole thing that she's like literally her whole job and her whole life is this other type of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see stuff like that. I'm like, it'd be like if I was like, hey guys, I'm not going to do yoga for 30 days because this one brand is paying me and they won't actually let me like say that I'm publicly doing yoga. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. No.
I might be being too cryptic. It might be getting confusing, but that's it pisses me off.
I just want more people to understand like what goes on behind the scenes so that they can figure out who is real and who's not.
Yeah.
Know?
I think... What
I did
you
a whole podcast episode about it.
Yeah.
I made a podcast episode of Instagram Lives. I was like,
oh,
so
I need to listen to that.
Yeah.
I just think longevity will be gifted to those who are authentic and talented. And that's why it doesn't, like, yes, it bugs me, but it doesn't, like, eat me up inside at night because I'm like, this isn't a career with longevity for a lot of these people. And
yeah.
so I just have to think, like, all right. have fun with your 15 minutes of fame. That's not what I'm looking for. I don't care if my numbers keep growing. I don't care if they descend because I know who my loyal readers are and I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. You guys are for sure coming back on because there's so many other things we could talk about. But before I let you go, tell everybody where they can find you just in case they didn't catch it in the beginning.
You can find her
in Westwood.
Yeah, you find me Romy.
No, not you're never in Westwood.
You find me at what do I frequent?
Kai's.
Yeah, Kai's. Oh,
Sun Cafe.
Frozen Fruit Co. Yeah, Sun Cafe. Okay, no.
Kippies.
My blog is addictedtolovely.com. My Instagram is addicted_to_lovely because some person took it without the underscores. Okay. And where else? Oh, my podcast. Actually Adultish podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, actuallyadultish.com. And I think those are all the main areas. Also, you can find me in random photos on Jordan's Instagram and sometimes on her story.
Yes, yeah. Always.
And you can find me. It's so interesting because I'm like not even at this point where it's like, I post every day for Aislinn and Hale because I'm so busy doing other things. And that's so sad. That's so sad.
You should get back into it.
I will. Yeah. Like I said on my blog post from yesterday, 2017 is different groove, baby.
Yeah totally.
You can find me on aislinnandhale.com. I-S-E-L-I-N and Hale. And then my Instagram handle is Aislinn and Hale, or you can find me at my personal one, Danika, DA_NIKA.
I always get confused underscore. Which I know. Like part of your name has the underscore, totally. Like the double underscore.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about changing it, but I don't know what to.
Yeah, I know. It's been that way forever.
Yeah, I need to change it. Oh, you will not be finding me at Cafe Gratitude.
Unless you're with me.
Yeah, unless if I'm with Jordan.
Yeah. Christina, that's not going to stop Christina.
There's something about that. That probiotic quinoa or rice or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that gets me.
So good. Well, these two are literally my right-hand women. I wouldn't exist without them. Neither of them currently intern for me, but they both do a lot for me. A lot and a lot with me.
You would definitely still exist without us. So you
yeah.
Parents.
I know. I exist. Yeah. But no,
you
it's...
You disintegrate. No,
yeah.
Kidding,
well, I would. I'd be so sad. They're both just the absolute best. I'm so grateful for them. I think it actually says a lot that they both came to my New Year's event and we like rang in the new year together. And I was thinking that's so special that like... We started out as like intern and boss technically and like look what has come of it. You guys are like the first people that I tell about exciting things in my life. It's really special. I love it. So thanks everybody for listening. I hope this convo shed some light on what it's like to intern for a blogger and how to go after your hopes and dreams of interning for someone that you would really like to work for. And I mean, other bloggers who are maybe thinking about getting interns. I hope this was helpful for you too, although I don't think I'm very typical when it comes to all of this.
You're never typical.
Yeah, not at all, but nobody. Yeah. Everybody's different. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Adios.
Bye.